From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the role of the FBI, Deep Throat's employer, in uncovering the Watergate scandal. We'll have a conversation first. In the Netherlands today, voters cast their ballot in favor or against the European Union Constitution. French citizens voted against it at the weekend in a blow for that country's ruling political elites. In the Netherlands, polls taken over the last few days put the no vote at 60%. Turnout is described as heavy. With me from Hilversum in the Netherlands is Margriet Strebos. She's European editor for Radio Netherlands. Margriet, welcome.
Hello.
How would you describe the mood of the voters there?
The mood of the voters, as far as we know from opinion polls, there is indeed no chance to get a yes vote. But you never know what people are going to decide in a polling booth, of course. The general mood is negative around Europe, negative about politics. So that's the most simple explanation of the probable no vote.
Is it especially negative in the Netherlands? You've had the assassination of the anti-immigration Pim Fortuyn a couple of years ago. Then controversial filmmaker Theo van Gogh was murdered by an Islamic fundamentalist. How has this political climate figured into today's vote?
It's one of the causes which has influenced the climate, of course. Already before Pim Fortuyn was killed, it was clear that a big majority of Dutch voters were floating because they were dissatisfied with Dutch politics. So the distance between the elite of politicians and the people was too big. And that became clear when Pim Fortuyn suddenly became so popular, incredibly popular even. And the killing of Pim Fortuyn seemed to be forgotten more or less last year, but then there was this murder on Theo van Gogh, and he was killed by a person from Moroccan origin. So then there came again an anti-foreigners climate at the surface, and maybe this is also partly influencing now the general anti-foreigners atmosphere and also anti-Europe atmosphere in the Netherlands. But it's only part of the problem, I would say.
Isn't there a sense in Europe that Europeans are going to be much better off if they can function as a single entity? Because at least as people look ahead, they think, well, the United States is going to be a power in the world, China is going to be a power in the world, and a lot of scattered countries in Europe, their voices will be lost unless they can speak as one. What happens to that argument?
I think you are right, but the people were not informed. They were never asked their opinion about Europe. They were not asked their opinion about the enlargement, not about the introduction of the euro. This is the first time that the Dutch can say no in a general referendum, or yes, but now they say no, probably.
Margriet Strebos is European editor for Radio Netherlands. Margriet, thank you for being with us on Day to Day.
Okay, you're welcome.